Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Weber, Chief Pilot for the Jacksonville Sheriff's Aviation Unit and aviation speaker from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
We're coming to you from CineFund 2013 in Lakeland Regional Airport. And with me today, I have Rob Holland,
Rob Holland, Ultimate Air Shows.
Ultimate Air Shows, and his guest, Patrick Stewart. Welcome, guys.
How are you?
Appreciate you coming by talking to us. So you're an air show performer. Tell us a little bit about your background, where you got started.
Well, when I was I've always loved aviation from being a small child. And when I was young, my dad brought me to an air show, kind of like here at Sun and Fun.
Right.
I fell in love with what I saw, and I never had a plan B. That was my mission in life, to become an air show performer.
Flying?
I started flying in college when I was 18. I went to an aviation college, got all my ratings and my degree in aviation, mm-hmm. and just anything I could get my hands on that went upside down, I would try to fly, and worked my way to where I am now.
You decided flying upside down was pretty fun.
It was a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun.
Excellent. How long have you been doing it now?
I've been flying for over 20 years, and this is my 11th season doing air shows.
Excellent. What are you flying? What aircraft are you flying?
I fly a MXS. It's an American-built airplane up in North Carolina by MX Aircraft. It's all carbon fiber, really light, lots of horsepower. It's just an amazing airplane.
So it sounds like it's kind of comparable maybe to the Extra 300?
Well, if you'd ask me, it's a extra 300 plus. But.
See, that's what our viewers want to know. They
yeah,
wanna
it's
know
it's an incredible airplane.
For anybody that isn't familiar with that, a little bit of background about that airplane.
Well, it was developed right here in the U.S. It's all carbon fiber. Mine has about 385 horsepower, but it's just under 1,200 pounds, so power to weight's pretty extraordinary. Has a roll rate of about 450 degrees a second. It's rated to plus minus 16 G's, so it's...
Good grief.
Yeah, if I can think of it, the plane will probably do it.
That's like putting a V8 on a golf cart, isn't it?
Pretty much,
or
yeah.
a go-kart, maybe.
Exactly.
Even. Wow, and then the roll rate and the G-force that it will sustain is incredible.
It is. I mean, it takes a little while to get used to it. I don't actually pull 16 G's, but it's nice to know those margins
sure.
of theirs for,
right.
you know, I'm not going to break the airplane. It'll break me before I break it.
Yeah, what it means is that it's safe.
Exactly.
And it's going to keep you safe and be able to do about most of anything that you want it to do.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Where also then you got out of college and started, you know, having an interest in, where'd you learn to fly aerobatics then?
Well, I kind of did what I tell everybody not to do, and I taught myself. You know, I read the books, thought about it a lot, thought of all the outs, went up really high in practice, mm-hmm. but I don't really recommend other people do that. Find a good instructor and learn it the right way.
Yeah. So then you kind of learned some things, taught yourself some things, and then how'd you go from there? Because, you know, obviously being competing that you've in some of your accomplishments, that's...
So the goal has always been to be an air show pilot, but I didn't quite know how to get there.
Right.
So I went the typical route of, I was a flight instructor, I towed banners, I flew for a commuter airline for a while, corporate, and all the while flying aerobatics, whatever I could get my hands on. And then eventually my corporate job went away, kind of the typical corporate job
okay.
story.
Right.
And I started teaching aerobatics for Michael Goulian. At his flight school.
Mm-hmm.
And after about a year of that, I realized, you know, I can fly aerobatics and get paid for it, too. So I started my own flight school.
Get paid for what you
exactly.
enjoy doing.
I started my own aerobatic flight school, and one of the airplanes we were using, I made a deal with it. We were leasing it. It was a Pitts.
A Pitts, okay.
And started doing air shows in it. And I also started doing competition at the same time. And I just, that was kind of the start, and I
so
built it up from there.
So you kind of did it as a, kind of a solo act, or were you, or did you also do some with a team, or...?
I started off as a solo act. I'm still a solo act, but mm-hmm. I also am part of a team now. Two teams, actually. A Firebirds team and a team called The Force. And we performed here at Sun and Fun
mm-hmm.
this week.
Excellent. That's good. So that's really coming a long way.
It has. It's been great. And I've been doing competition aerobatics all along also, which is a kind of a different discipline, but a lot of fun.
What's the difference?
Competition is about wowing the judge, being very precise, very accurate. An air show is about putting on a show and entertaining the crowd.
Sure, absolutely. Some viewers don't know that, so it's good to get that explanation.
Yeah.
But what do you enjoy more, or is it just kind of a...
I enjoy them both equally, to be honest with you.
Sure.
I enjoy the showmanship of an air show and mm-hmm. trying to hopefully show people something they've never seen an airplane mm-hmm. do before. And I really enjoy the personal accomplishment of competition and just trying to be the best pilot that I can be.
Absolutely. And it's a lot of... It's a lot of self-rewarding
absolutely.
By doing that.
Yep.
Excellent. What? So tell us, Patrick, how Patrick plays into this.
Well, Patrick is also an air show pilot, and he owns a company called Enflight Cam that make these really cool cameras, the POV cameras for the airplane and accessories for them. And
cool.
I'll let him take it from there.
So, Patrick, in my flying background, I've been a pilot my whole life, and the idea of being able to share what we see in the cockpit as a pilot with the rest of the world was really intriguing to me and something I thought was really important, especially as we see the declining pilot population. You know, I see less and less guys our age out flying, and
right.
And so that kind of bothers me. So being able to share that with the world and get people motivated is really cool. Also for training, I was teaching aerobatics and watching my students learn and trying to tell them, you know, instruct them from the back seat in the traditional way wasn't really working all that effectively. So we put cameras in the cockpit, and then we'd get back on the ground and debrief the flight with the video, and they could see what they were doing wrong, and they started learning things a lot faster. Because when anytime you're in an airplane, whether it's an aerobatic airplane or a J3 Cub or a Cessna 172, you're stressed out if you're learning how to fly.
Absolutely.
It's hot. You're in an unnatural environment, so you don't remember things very well. But if you can come back to the couch and sit down in air conditioning, you can remember a lot. With Rob, we've had a great relationship because nobody does cooler things than Rob in the air. And being able to put cameras on that airplane allows those of us that don't get to go fly a MXS every day to see what it looks like. And what does it look like to pull 12 Gs and go 300 knots and do all that 5 feet off the ground with a wall of fire behind you? And
right. And
our, you know, our customers, which is the general aviation community, love to see that. So just the ability to stick these little cameras anywhere and capture all of that is amazing. What we do is we make accessories for the GoPro line of cameras, which is the most popular point of view camera.
Sure.
It's got the highest resolution of any video camera on the market, actually, even better than anything under about $30,000, and it's $400. And then we make a filter, because you've probably seen ugly propellers in your video.
Mm-hmm.
We make a filter that snaps on, gets rid of the ugly propeller. And then also, so that if you're training, you can hear everything your instructor says, hear what ATC says. We make an audio cable that plugs into it, gets rid of that. And then for experimental guys like Rob, we have different ways to mount it outside the airplane. We're big on safety and how you mount the camera. We've seen a lot of cameras come off airplanes, so we're working to educate people on how to mount them properly. Everybody, I'm an AMP IA in addition to a pilot, and we manufacture all our own mounts, and we make them, they're experimental only, but we make them to aircraft spec and teach people how to do it the right way.
Well, that's a big thing, because like you say, safety is important, and maybe there's, obviously if they're going to purchase the camera from you, then it's going to come with that, you know, the instructions, if you will, of how to do it and how to do it right and how to do it safe. And maybe if they're getting a camera from somebody else, well, maybe that's where you might be some issues, where you can maybe kind of help point people in the right direction and keep their parts from falling off, you know. And
that's the goal. We want to keep people safe and also, you know, show the world what it's like from the cockpit. So, you know, like I said, working with Rob's been one of the best things we've done as a company, the sponsorship deal there. And
it's pretty neat, too. I mean, it really does inspire the next generation. I can't tell you the number of emails and messages and phone calls that I've gotten from people saying, hey, I saw these videos and saw you in the cockpit and inspired me to go out and start flying. So, you know, to be able to show the general public what we do and the excitement and the view. And, I mean, I keep telling people, I got the office with the best view in the world.
Yeah,
so to be able to share that with everybody, I mean, you know, we need more pilots, and hopefully this will help bring the community up a bit.
Excellent, because, you know, the future is our young aviators, and we need to kind of be preparing them. I think that's what we're all on the same page here talking about, that gets them inspired. It kind of sparks an interest in them if maybe they had thought about it, but this really gives them some insight. And also for those that aren't fortunate enough to be able to get up in the airplane, they can see what it's like up in the air, not just looking up in the sky to watch you, you know, doing the different maneuvers, but to actually be right there and see it firsthand. And there's nothing like it when you get up in the air, and like you say, it's the greatest office that, you know, that there is. We don't understand it unless they've been up there, so I know.
Absolutely.
That's excellent. What how can people find some of these videos, and where do they go to? Your company website, or
inflightcam.com? We keep videos posted on the website. You can also find us on Facebook and on Rob's Facebook page. He also posts all the videos. If you sign up, we have a weekly newsletter where we send out the video of the week. So we pick a different cool aviation video. We happen to have a little bit of an inside track on the cool ones. A lot of people email us and tell us about them. So when we see something really cool, We email it out. We find one a week that we email out. So excellent. If you just want a cool video every week, sign up. It's inflightcam.com, and that's just the letter. So novemberflightcam.com, not IN.
Okay.
And you can sign up on there. You'll get a weekly email, and also we keep cool videos on the website all the time. So
excellent. Rob, what's your website?
It's under construction right now, but it's ultimateairshows.com. But people can find me on Facebook if they Facebook.com/ultimateairshows.
Okay.
And I get videos and links and all sorts of
excellent.
Cool
or
stuff
they could
on
even
there.
If they eat that or even Google it probably to put
absolutely.
In
if you Google Rob Holland, there's actually quite a bit of stuff that comes
mm-hmm.
up.
Excellent. That's going to be good. Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. It sounds like that you guys are you're involved in working on. What's your schedule look like for air shows the rest of this coming season?
Well, right after Sundathon, I'm actually off to Cozumel for an air show, so I'm really looking forward to
wow,
that.
That's
never been there
good.
Before.
That's good.
And then I have about a month off, and then every weekend from beginning of June through September, pretty much, I have an air show.
Mm.
And then I have the U.S. National Aerobatic Champions coming up in September, and I'm lucky enough to be a member of the U.S. National Aerobatic Team. So the World Championships are actually going to be in the U.S. this year.
Where are they going to be?
They'll be in Texas.
Excellent.
And that's going to be in October, so I'll be participating in that, representing the USA.
Where about in Texas?
It's going to be in Sherman, Texas.
Sherman, Texas. What's that near? So
80 miles north-ish of Dallas.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, everybody loves Texas, you know. Don't
absolutely.
Mess with Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
Texas is making a stand, you know, these days. So
absolutely.
That's good. Well, that's great. What's going on with the company? Anything on the future that you could talk about real quick before we have to go?
Absolutely. We're really excited. Next week we're releasing an iPhone application that'll be free, and you can download it from the App Store. And what that'll allow you to do is we have a video capture app with the iPhone, so it allows you to capture video. But in addition to video, we use the GPS in the iPhone and capture your speed, altitude, and position. And you can automatically, from your iPhone, upload the video to our website by hitting sync. It'll go to the cloud, and then you'll be able to watch that video back with aviation-style gauges showing your speed, altitude, and heading. And the cool thing is, most of us pilots walk around with iPhones in our pocket.
Right.
So you have no cost to get into video in your flight. And if you want to take it to the next step, for $129, we sell a kit that allows you to mount the iPhone in the cockpit. It removes the propeller distortion, and it also brings audio in from the headset, so you hear everything your instructor or ATC says. And then you share it all straight to the cloud from your iPhone, so literally you don't touch another device, and you're online, and you can share it with the
excellent.
World.
It's very cool, and what's really cool is it's very simple.
That's going to be some interesting stuff. Well, listen, we're coming to that time. We've got to wrap it up and everything, but... Rob, I appreciate you coming. UltimateAirShows.com.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yep.
Yep. Patrick, thank appreciate you. It. InFlightCam.com. I'm Rich Werber, your host for Florida Aviation Network. Stay tuned. We've got some more information for you, some more great guest speakers, a lot going on. We'll talk to you soon.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.